Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chris, buy or sell the idea that the Steelers are uniquely equipped to adapt to and take advantage of this new draft world we're living in.
Well, wait, why would I buy the idea that they are somehow uniquely, like, I should say more qualified to adapt to the new normal in
because
the NFL?
Because they have an old school GM who might put less in the combine, I mean, and things of that nature.
He just said, though, that he values pro days a lot in there. When he was citing the 74 group, he didn't say, yeah, I was back there with them. He was talking about Bill Nunn and Art Rooney
Jr. But he also said they pulled it off, the greatest draft without pro days. So if they can do it, so can I.
I understand that, but that's organizational. Maybe he's more in touch with the idea that
Chris,
he's going to have to do something
like that.
He's making
lemonade out of lemons. You can, I love that.
He's talking about it. He's talking about making lemonade out of lemons.
And the other GMs are complaining about the situation, but not Kevin Colbert.
All right. So if Bill Belichick's complaining about it, but ultimately is going to say go along with it, would you say that his complaining about it is somehow going to make you less confident that he'll get the players he wants and get good players?
I just think the teams that draft well will probably benefit from less information being out there.
Would you say that the Steelers have drafted well over the last 5 years?
Yes. Would you?
I think it's been a mixed bag. Isn't that fair? Mason Rudolph, so did they screw up the pick?
Here we go.
They've had, if I,
so did
what?
They screw up the pick?
I just wanted him to play it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wanted him to play it too. So if we're talking about do we think the Steelers have been nails in
so
terms
when
of
do
the
you
draft?
Want to start?
I don't know.
Give me a draft starting point when you're talking about it's not like they've done well in the draft. How far back do you want to go here? For this exercise.
Let's do a nice round number. Let's start with the Bud Dupree draft. I won't even take Ryan Shazier's draft.
2015.
Dupree, I've got it in front of me. Dupree, Jesse James, and Chicolo are all still in the NFL. Otherwise, it was Senquez Golson, XFL star Sammy Coates, Doran Grant, Latarius, LT Walton, and Gerard Holloman.
Yeah, that's not a good draft.
2016. Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Javon Hargrave, Gerald Hawkins, Travis Feeney, DeMarcus Ayers, Tyler Matakevich. 2017, TJ Watt, Juju, Cam Sutton, James Conner, Josh Dobbs, Brian Allen, Colin Holba, and Keon Adams.
That was a good draft.
Okay,
that was a very good draft.
First several picks. Edmonds, Washington, Rudolph, Chooks, Marcus Allen, Jalen Samuels, Joshua Frazier in 18. Yeah, you don't feel great about it, do you? Bush, Deontay Johnson, Lane, Snell, Gentry, Sutton Smith, Isaiah Buggs, Gilbert, and Derwin
Gray. I like that draft at the top
two picks make it. My point is there have been a fair amount of either misses or very much incomplete on the report card type of players in the last 5 years, and I don't think I'm being unfair to say that. Now, for a guy who yawned 5 minutes ago, I think I'm pretty on point right now.
Yeah, I just think that the NFL GMs who, like, part of me thinks that they just want, like, the trips and they want to feel important. And I feel like Tomlin probably likes the pro day thing more than Colbert does. Going to get in there on the road. doesn't have a chance to really do that kind of scouting work during the season because he's busy coaching the Steelers. So
I think Tomlin likes the talking to the players part and feels like he gleans a lot from like getting to know a guy. I think that's where Mike Tomlin loves that idea.
Okay,
of
being so maybe
kind of up close and
maybe we're getting to something here. Maybe Colbert is looking at it from this perspective. It's going to be more about me and less about him this draft. Got to go by what I did during the college football season.
Well, Steelers fans should love it then because they hate Tomlin's role in the draft. Every bad pick gets ascribed to Tomlin, it seems.
Like Jason Worlds over Sean Lee.
Yeah, I mean, people have a million examples. Despite the fact that his first ever draft pick, Lawrence Timmons, and his second ever draft pick, Lamar Woodley, did pretty well, pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did. I'll give him that.
No, but I think Colbert would be more of the guy, okay, I watch the games, I scout the games themselves, my staff scouts the games, and I think Mike Tomlin, as befitting his reputation as a guy that is known for creating good connections with players, likes to get out there, shake hands, talk to people, get in, you know, kind of climb in, get inside guys' heads, and see where they're at as football players.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.